Hello, everyone. This is Glenda. It is February the 7th, 2021, and I just got through having a birthday on the 4th of February. And I want to thank many of you for sending me birthday greetings and goodwill and good cheer for a new year. I feel in strong health and optimism about life, and recently I have been brought into some very hard lessons about life and how we move through the phases of our life with grace and harmony and faith in God. And I just want to thank you all for being here today, because this is a very special time for me, and having your strength flow with me means a lot. So I'm going to open the line from callers who may have something to either offer or want to ask for a blessing, because surely every Sunday there's somebody that needs a blessing. And most likely there's somebody who wants to give thanks for a blessing. So let's get started. Jerome, you're on.
Oh, I've got shingles this last week over the whole side of my head and my body, and so it's a pain that comes and goes for a while, but blessings with your birthday, and blessings with light and love of the universe, and I'll get through this some way, too. It gets a little better with time, but it's
okay.
It's pain through the body, and it...
I know, and it's really hard. It's terrible. My heart goes out to you. Fortunately,
okay.
I've been spared, but I've had a few close friends and relatives that were not. So I've been a nurse to some people who suffered.
Yes, okay. Well,
and there's no better touch than that of Yeshua.
Okay,
so,
I'm following it every day.
Great. Great. And we ask for him to surround you with love and sacred salve. Shall we put it that way? Okay. Tony, you're on. I'm going to open your line.
Hi there, Glenda. Hey, birthday blessings for you. I know it's been challenging with everything that's been going on, so I still want to acknowledge, another year and the beginning of a new one for you, because, and I think there's so many wonderful things that are evident in what you share in your life. So it's a wonderful thing to have you here for another year, and hopefully many, many more.
Oh, I hope so too. I've got long-term plans to serve in this work. And if God agrees with that, then I'll be here. But, you know, I've had a lot of lessons recently in Thy Will Be Done. So there's also grace in that. When we know that no matter how much we think something should be the other way, when it's in the timing and the will of God, we can take it. We can handle it. And there's a lot to learn from that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
We had a webinar last year called Thy Will Be Done. And I've listened to that again a few times.
Yeah, was that 2 years? I think it was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago.
It may have
right?
been. Oh, of course it was, because we couldn't do a webinar last year until the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was part of the one. You did the whole sequence of them related to the Lord's Prayer.
That's right.
That was part of that.
And one of them was, Thy Will Be Done.
Yeah.
So that really was, I would say, the PowerPoint of 2019, including the fact that we released the anniversary edition of Love Without End that year. So we long ago sold out the limited edition, the signed and numbered first run of that edition, but we'll have it forever. That is the final edition of Love Without End. And the reason I say it's final is because with the help of Tony, who's a meticulous editor, we now have all the punctuation and grammar properly polished, and we have an extensive study index in the book, which makes a lot of difference. Because for something like, for example, the Sacred Heart, it was one of his favorite topics. I mean, Yeshua's favorite topics. I know it's one of Tony's too, but I'm talking about Yeshua. It was one of Yeshua's favorite topics, and you just never know when he would bring it up. So when somebody's studying on that subject, they want to know where else to find it in the book. It really, really helps. And a lot of other things, you can even get ideas for study by looking in the index, because you'll see topics you would never have thought about. So it's a great study book, and it's complete. Everything's there. Everything's polished. And when I leave this earth, that book will not leave. Anything else, Tony? You want to bring us into harmony with the solar system?
Yeah, you know, we've had this, we have a series of Venus conjunctions going on. And with the full moon, it was Venus with Pluto. And so that brought in a strong transformational vibration. And what we have this week with a new moon is there's like six planets conjunct in Aquarius. And we'll have a Venus-Jupiter conjunction.
And what dates will those be, Tony?
That's going to be Thursday. Thursday it'll be the exact new moon. And the conjunction, the Jupiter-Venus conjunction, is exact on that day as well.
Okay.
So the last Jupiter-Venus conjunction we had was really close to the solstice of 2019 in December. We had Jupiter and Venus actually, it was in earlier in December. But that was a big deal. And this is the first Jupiter-Saturn conjunction since then. Jupiter-Venus. It's the first Jupiter-Venus since they were together last time, right at the heart of the galaxy. So their cycle repeats over 8 years. There's a Venus cycle that goes over 8 years, but Jupiter and Venus together, their cycle is 24 years. So we had a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus in this part of the sky 24 years ago. So whenever they come together, there's a repeat back to 24 years before. So that's a resonance that we can all tune into. Yeah, you just think about, well, what was going on 24 years ago? So it's really strong, because like I met Judy, my wife, under the influence of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, or Jupiter-Venus conjunction. It was 24 years before the one that happened last. So we actually met days after that Jupiter-Venus conjunction happened, 24 years before when it happened the last time. Yeah. So
this can be a great anniversary for you, too.
Well, this one is the following one. So they happen about every year to 2 years, but they repeat. The pattern repeats every 24 years. Last time it was the anniversary, and so we all have a connection to this. Everybody who's alive has a connection to this. 24 years ago, there was a Jupiter-Venus conjunction in this part of the sky, and whatever was happening for you. And, you know, with Jupiter and Venus, it frequently is something beneficial. It's like the amplification of love, and it makes our journey forward more graceful. It helps us to set our sights on things that we want to achieve, and it helps us to see them more clearly about the things that we would really love to aspire and realize.
Well, I can tell you one important thing for me. That would have been 1997, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's when I started writing Love Without End.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, so I think we would just simply find a lot of really beautiful connections, and that's
yeah.
a great one. Now,
for me,
we
it
also,
was life-changing and positive
yes.
and all about love. So it was all about graceful administration of the earth, which is Jupiter, and its expansion and the expansion of Yeshua's teaching, and, of course,
yeah.
love, which is the heart of his teaching.
Yeah.
So that began in 1997,
wow.
about this time.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would have been – that conjunction probably was right about this same time. We'd have to look back at it. I'll check it
yeah.
and see. Now, because Jupiter and Saturn are together, Jupiter is just past Saturn, so we also had a Venus-Saturn conjunction. And this one I hadn't paid as much attention to, but on Friday it was exact. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we were kind of under the strong influence of that. And that mm-hmm. one can kind of have some stress. That one can kind of make things – it can make relationships difficult. It can make it can add just more tension and more challenges to the mm-hmm. to the flow of whatever's going on. And if and especially if there's something that's going on that adds challenge, or maybe it can also be something that makes if there's already stress in a relationship, it can make it harder.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that it spoke to me about was that the essentialness of love and everything, what Yeshua tells us about all the time, and that in the core of our being there's connectedness and love, and that's at the foundation of everything, and the way he helps us understand that. So that's connected in there too. But you can certainly have a stressful influence under that interaction that can become more difficult. But the good news with that is we've passed through the worst of that. And what we have now is tomorrow, this is unusual to have so many really exact conjunctions right in a row. Tomorrow we have Sun conjunct Mercury. Mercury is retrograde. And so Mercury is passing in front of the Sun, and it will be directly aligned in front of the Sun. Well, not exactly in front of the Sun, but conjunct the Sun. It's called the inferior conjunction. So we have that tomorrow. So that's the alignment of light and awareness. So that's tomorrow. So that one's really good for communication.
Good.
So that one really helps us with the interaction of light and awareness.
Good.
And then on the new moon on Thursday, we have this new moon in Aquarius with the Venus-Jupiter conjunction, which is the one that we've been talking about. So it's just there's been especially with this one we've had the last couple of days, it's just added some additional potential stress that we would need to kind of just move through and let it help us. It teaches us, like, some of the things that you've been mentioning, that, you've kind of been going through some challenges that have been showing you things. Well, that's kind of reflected in what's also going on in the sky.
What was the apex of that conjunction, Tony?
Friday and into Saturday morning. So Friday, I think it was exact, like, going into Saturday morning.
So very recently.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So
okay.
those are the main things. So thank you very much, as usual. And I hope that this year is just full of light and joy.
Thank
for you.
You
and everyone
and for all
connected
of us.
With you.
For all.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Tony. Thank you for the blessing of knowledge and wisdom.
Thanks
I'm going
so
to open the line. I'm going to open the line to Sarah. Sarah, hello.
Hello.
And how is the world turning for you?
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's blessed. It is feeling, I feel so blessed. I heard the other day this beautiful, the word enthusiasm comes from Greek, literally meaning inspired or possessed mm-hmm. by God, Theo.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, and I never knew that, and I thought I like recognized it so much that I feel so much enthusiasm, and like that is
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, and when we know that something has happened that is God caused, we become very enthusiastic.
Yes. Yes. And the blessing I want to ask, it's related to that, the other side of that in this way. So last night I felt so enthusiastic, and I just started singing this prayer, and I just made this prayer, and I felt so just full and so inspired. And I sent it to some friends because I felt so open and inspired. And then in the morning when I woke up, I felt like really embarrassed. I felt this embarrassment and like even shame. And so I just want to heal that in myself and in others when we open up, and you know, because I sang and I'm sort of vulnerable about that, about how my voice sounds, and so just like let go of the shame, embarrassment of just opening and expressing our love and our enthusiasm.
Oh, there is no shame in joy, Sarah.
Yeah.
And everyone recognizes the joy when it
yeah.
appears. So I'm sure whoever you express your joy to is blessed.
Thank you. They all wrote back, just thank you so much, and what a gift. Yeah.
Of course.
Thanks.
It was
yeah.
a gift. Yeah. Okay, yeah. my dear. Well, we will put you on our blessing list and
okay.
move on. Open the line to a few more people. Okay.
Love
Christopher,
you.
Christopher, you are on.
Hey, Glenda. Hey, everybody. Glenda, happy birthday. Man, I'm celebrating.
Thank you. Thank you.
I could have guessed you were an Aquarius. You're an Aquarius. It's great to hear your voice. We missed you last week, and just sending a lot of love to you and Larry. Much
Thank
love.
You.
Yeah. So just so grateful for you, Glenda. I've only known you now for like less than a year, and it's been just an amazing journey with you and Yeshua. So very grateful. And I wanted to ask for a blessing for my friend Robert. He's an elder of mine who was a mentor in my early 20s, and he's in his 80s now. And man, he's just had a really hard time. His brother and his sister-in-law thought that he wasn't really suitable for living alone anymore, and so they found an assisted living facility to put him in, and it's not a good place for him. He's very unhappy, and he's usually a very bright spirit, but he's really struggling. I went to see him yesterday, and I hadn't seen him in many moons. So anyways, I just wanted to send a blessing of the Holy Spirit to comfort him and Yeshua to bless him. He loves Yeshua so much. And
you know, it's really, really important to keep the hope up and the love and the joy of living up for those who pass, well, any mark in life, but especially the 80 mark, because we have a history and tradition that expects people to be declining and getting ready for their departure after that age mark. And if you really look realistically around the world, the percentages of centurions are increasing every year, every year. The life expectancy of people is elevating up every year. And I think it's wonderful, but it needs to be communicated in a way that dissolves down these hard expectations that not only the elders have, but also their caregivers have, because people buy into the idea that, okay, this is it, I'll do my duty for 6 months. We'll get them in a comfortable situation for a year, and we'll make it work when there are lots of other options now. And these other options are treasures, really, because it is a treasure to break. It's almost like resurrection, to break through the expectation level of departure and see that actually I'm in a new state of arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can help Robert to do that, that will be the best blessing you can give him. And it really won't matter where he's living, because he's probably at a time in his life where he wouldn't be driving anymore. He would be having a somewhat limited physical existence, but it doesn't mean he can't be recovered to the point where he communicates freely with his friend and family, where he reads, to where he walks, and has communications with nature, and brings together inside himself all the wisdom of life.
Mm.
And the more we can do that for people who have crossed a certain mark in life, the more we are going to harvest the accumulated wisdom and treasure of their life.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much for that perspective. I'm going to see if I can get him to listen to the recording so he can hear it for himself. He has a hard time with
the reason. There is no reason to be discouraged, because the fact is we're going to live on no matter what. We live as the identity, child of God, soul that we are. We're going to live on somewhere, heaven or back to earth or a planet or with the angels or somewhere in between. We're living on. There's no end to our life. And what we do with our relationship to the body has a great deal to do with our enthusiasm, as Sarah brought up, our faith, as we've been studying lately in our seminar, Faithful Heart, and in our experience of love being the power of life. And there are incredible miracles that can be made. And we have records of Yeshua literally bringing people back from the dead. I'm talking about from the physical dead. And what allowed him to do that is he knew that the spirit was not dead. The spirit was there, and he just called the spirit forth and then said, it's your faith that brought you back. It's your faith that brought you back. So I think this is the time when we're all going to be asked to learn about redefining life and our life expectations. We have a lot of medical advantages that are going to give us extended life, and we have a lot of challenges in dealing with an extended population that comes about from the fact that we keep giving new life to babies, and our elders are hanging on, so we got to plan for more people on this earth. But how wonderful will that be when we actually have stretches of life going 100 years and more?
Mm-hmm.
And I think about my own life. There has not been any 10 years that has been similar to a previous 10 years. And every 10 years yielded a vast accumulation of knowledge, experience, wisdom, and love. And then a new 10 years came on with a vast accumulation of experience, knowledge, wisdom, and love. And so it goes, and I couldn't put it all in one basket right now. I really couldn't. But maybe I'll find a way.
We hope so.
Yeah, we don't know how all this stuff is going to work out, but we keep moving along with faith and love. and joy and connections with one another. And that's what we do in our blessing community. We come together with a faithful heart, with our conjoined love, and we bring the very best that can be received by anyone willing to open up and receive. So, Christopher, thank you for your request for Robert. Is there any other blessing you would like to ask for?
Well, Glenda, speaking of the conjoined heart, and, you know, I came to this call today with my friend Sophia. She's here for the first time, and I have to say, she's just so brilliant. She said a lot of the same things that you said about this, the way that our system is set up around elders. And mm-hmm. So we were smiling at each other and nodding as you were speaking. I just wanted her to be able to say hi to you and just welcome her to the call as well.
Hi, Glenda.
Okay, great. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I hope come back.
Yeah.
We've been friends for many years. So wonderful to be here with
great.
You.
Oh, great. One last word, Christopher. I've got a lot of people I've got to open the line to, but one last word is I did get your communications. I will be addressing them all, and I hope you got onto the webinar.
Oh, okay. I'll check again. Thank you.
All the anyone who had trouble logging in to use your free coupon. Those of you who were enrolled in the Faithful Heart received a free coupon for another webinar. And it worked for a little while, and then it stopped working. I didn't know that it stopped working, and I didn't know why. So finally, with a few gentle nudges from people who had trouble, including Christopher, I took up the issue with our webmaster, Tim. And it was a mystery to him, too, but he worked it out. And it's all fine now.
Great.
It's all fine. I had set up some kind of expiration date and didn't know it. Because, see, I'm kind of a novice with these things. But lately, because I have almost no help running the store and doing what I have to do because we have to protect Larry, I try to do everything, and I'm kind of a novice at the web stuff. So, anyway, Tim fixed it. It's good now. Everybody who tried and failed, you won't fail again. Go back and do it and get your free webinar. Okay?
Hallelujah. Thanks, Glenda. We love you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And bye. Nancy and Gary, your line is open. Hi. Love
Hi.
You both so much.
We love you so much, and my heart's just going out to you and Gary, too. I know it's a hard time, really, really hard, so just know that you're in our prayers, and I really want Yeshua to offer you a special blessing today and surround you with that.
Oh,
I hope there's going to be some healing on all kinds of levels for y'all. Wish I was there. But love to everybody, and we had a special friend who passed away last week, too. It seems like a lot of folks are transitioning now that we know, and it's not even due to COVID, so.
No, it's not.
And,
you know,
I
don't know if I made this comment publicly, but I made it to Tony in a conversation we were having about these beautiful conjunctions of Venus and Jupiter. And I said, wouldn't it be a lovely time to transition?
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't realize how many people I might be including in that opportunity. But I was thinking, wow. The gates will be opening with beautiful, beautiful energy. And the fact is, it is only a transition. And once the shock of it is over, the love returns. And we are with our loved ones again, just from a different side of the perspective. So, you know, just like the birth of a baby can be easy or it can be painful. The birth into a higher life can be easy or it can be painful. And so we pray for easy.
Mm.
We pray for happy. We pray for light and joy and the sense of forever and forever love. So
Well, and I'd like to add Rennie Davis, a friend of ours. He passed, and his wife Kirsten. She's doing well. She kind of gets exactly what you're talking about, but you know, just comforting her.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. Well, you know, one of the things that makes it so hard is because, like anyone we're close to, and I'll use a perspective that's a little bit happier one. Okay, it's the empty nest with parents and children. Until you have an empty nest, you don't realize how much your life was actually blended with them. It's like you and they were one person, and then that empty nest is a shock, and you don't want to fill up their empty bedroom with guest room things. You don't want to fill it up with your things, but you don't want it to stay empty either. And then you realize that you've got to get back to being the person you are, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Your time for being a mom is over, and your time for being a grandmother hasn't yet arrived. And so it's an opportunity to get back to being who you are. And I know you've been through that, Nancy, so I use that as a good example for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And a lot of moms and dads go through that. And, you know, it's not like a physical death, but it's an end of an era. And when those eras come to an end, we have to adjust our own self-identity and our own lifestyle and our own way of getting through the day, because we just do our days differently. And that's hard. It's hard, even if we're happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're happy, it's still hard.
Right. Well, just bless everybody, you know, to be in their hearts this time, because there's so much division and people with their beliefs about whatever the thing is. And I see it about masks and vaccines and this and that. And people are, you know, I just want everyone to see each other from their heart so they can diffuse some of that. And
yes,
just help us to see that bigger picture, which is really, like you said, you know, blessed and whole and perfect. And it's not the scary story that we have in our mind. You know, people are investing in that scary story out there. So if we could just really.
What I can say is that fear never did anybody any good. Unless it was an immediate adversary, such as you're walking through the woods and here comes a grizzly. But even then, running won't get you anywhere because he can outrun you. The best thing you can do is fall down to the ground, surrender, and hope he's not interested in you. Okay?
Right.
So, fear never did anybody any good. It really, really didn't and doesn't and never will. Okay?
Okay.
My advice to everybody is really go into your heart and say, okay, going through all of this, there's a lot of differences of opinion, and that's okay. It's okay that not everybody feels the same way I do. But I'm going to honor the way I feel, and I'm going to do what's right for me, and I'm going to try my best to walk in the will of God and then have the strength to do it, whatever that is, okay? Whether it's take the vaccination or not take it, whether it's stay at home and hibernate or go out and, you know, legally we have to wear masks in certain places. But that doesn't mean you have to wear one walking by the beach. Okay? So you don't give up your right to be the love that you are. That's the best advice I can give you.
Yeah, Ernest Holmes said, claim your divine dominion, you know?
Exactly. Claim your divine dominion. And if you're the love that you are, you increase the chances that your will and the will of God will be the same. And then use a fair amount of respect and responsibility in how you show that up to others. And you'll walk through just fine. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yeah, there's nothing outside that's greater than what we are within, and that's with Yeshua, you know, there in our camp.
Absolutely.
What's going on? I think my response to everything right now is just there's really nothing that God can't work with to bring to good. I just have to think like that, you know.
That's right, and absolutely, a lot has to do with what we believe. Most of our beliefs. This is one of the great teachings Larry had, and he did a number of incredible psychological methods that he used to teach this. I'm thinking about this year doing a webinar in honor of Larry, of his many, many teachings that he gave through so many of his seminars, all of them being spiritual. But he really demonstrated to people that almost everything you believe is negative. That's the opposite of faith. There's a few positive beliefs we have, but the reason affirmations work is because affirmations cancel out negative beliefs. And that's why we need to make affirmations. We need to come forth in our consciousness to put forth something that's positive, so we'll cancel out a negative belief. But he had processes that helped us to locate those negative beliefs and literally blow them up, blow them apart. And it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal what he could help people accomplish in that. Okay, now having said that, most of what's going on in this country with the COVID spread has to do with a contagion of beliefs. Negative beliefs. And I'm going to give you an example. I'll repeat myself to some of you who may have heard this on another call or prayer call. I have a little church in Nigeria, and Nigeria is a very poor country and also an extremely rich country for those who own oil. And, you know, at the top, it's very rich. Everybody else is poor. And a lot of the population literally live in hovels and with very, very poor sanitation. In that country, which is about the size of Texas, there are 260 million people, which is only 1 million less than the whole United States. So it's crowded. It's crowded. And in Benin City, where our little church is, there are 3 million people. We just recently participated spiritually in the ceremony for the mother of our senior minister over there. And they take their ceremonies very, very seriously. They're lavish. And they're very celebrative, actually. They're very positive, very song-filled, festive. They celebrate the spirit moving on, even though it's hard. But the point I'm making is that I was sent videos of the whole procession going probably about 5 miles, a 5-mile procession from the mortuary to the burial place, where the festivities were all at the burial place, and they had an enormous white tent and tables and tables and tables of food and a band, you know, and a dance floor, you know. And I got to see that whole long festivity, the procession going along with people on the street stopping to salute the loved one passing by. Not a person had a mask on. Not a single person had a mask on. No one. Not at the burial ground, not along the streets. And we're talking about thousands and thousands of people along the street. Not a single mask. Over the last year, they have only had about 300 deaths from COVID in that country. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And their contagion rate is about 1% of diagnosis. Now, you could say, well, okay, maybe they're just not being fully tested. But if that was the case, we'd have more deaths, especially in a country that crowded where nobody's wearing masks. And I talked to our people over there, and they said, well, we don't believe in it. You know, we don't think it. We don't believe in it. Okay, is that a good example?
A good way to handle problems, that's for sure.
Yeah, you don't believe in them. We accelerate our problems by believing in them, my friends. And, of course, we're scolded when we don't believe in them. We could even be arrested under certain conditions by not believing in it over here. But that's the United States right now, and that's where we are right now, okay? And that's why we're in this condition, because we're believing in the negative and thinking the negative has to then be corrected again by enforcive procedures. It's not going to work. And that's why toward the end of 2020, Yeshua gave me the text and the words and the inspiration for this seminar, Restoring the Faithful Hearts. That was the entirety of his life, the faithful hearts. You could say, well, was it the Sacred Heart? Well, of course his heart was sacred. And most especially, I see that in his mother, the Blessed Mother, the Sacred Heart that was so pure she could conceive him and give him his upbringing into life. Yes, of course the Sacred Heart is there, but the Sacred Heart is actually very, very connected into our physical. It's like the golden cord into the earth, from heaven into earth. The faithful heart extends throughout eternity, and it includes a great deal more than just earth plane. It includes our original connection with the Father. It includes the angels that guard us. It includes the saints that surround us. It includes all of, it includes everything that is possible for our life that we don't yet see, and we can only access it through faith. And, you know, Yeshua was actually tested at the end of his life. At the end, at the very end, everybody was testing him. They were saying, look, Lord, you can go around this. You can call in the angels. You can throw down the armies. You look at all the power you have. You can do it all. And his last, what he knew he had to do is tell the disciples, go to sleep. They all went with him out to the garden. He said, go to sleep, guys. I got some praying to do. He went into prayer, completely surrendered into faith. He completely surrendered in front of Pontius Pilate. No resistance. No negotiation. No, okay, if you let me go, I'll be a good boy. None of that. No bartering. No pleading. No crying. And he had been beaten to a pulp. He just stood there. He stood in front of the people who said, take Barabbas, free Barabbas, crucify Yeshua. It was betrayal to the ultimate degree. And he took it. And on the cross he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Total faith. Total faith. And look at the results. It set us all free. It taught us all the power of faith. And it brought him into the immortal existence that he shares with us on this day. So let us celebrate that spirit of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone way so long in my
presentation. No, perfect, perfect.
I am really, really sorry that what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask everyone who's logged in, who didn't have a blessing to ask for, but just wanted to comment, to just detach yourself from the call, okay? And I will take everybody else, and the only thing you're going to do is just ask for your blessing, okay? Jim, you're on. What can we bless you with?
Hi, Glenda. This is Mary from Lake Arrowhead, and I would just like to ask for a blessing for a 9-year-old girl named JD, who went into a diabetic coma yesterday and has swelling on her brain, and her mother feels very, very guilty that she didn't catch it. Her mother's name is Andrea. So if we could pray for Andrea and JD, that would be great.
Oh, that's a very important thing, and I'm so glad you stayed on and asked for it. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
And we have an anonymous caller from out of the country. You're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes. Linda, how can we bless you today?
Yes. Well, firstly, I can't leave you out of it. So, Lord, 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 bless you, Glenda. We love you so much and are so blessed by your presence and has just made such a change in so many lives. And secondly, if blessings for transition, my mother has been struggling and not eating and maybe needs to go into care. But it's just transitions around the world and people fighting for truth and just help us through those transitions and bless over peace on
yes.
earth.
And I have great empathy for you and your mother. Okay.
You.
Desmond, how can we bless you today?
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for everything that you said in the blessing call. Really confused about life, and there's lots of challenges, and I'm having a really difficult time trying to get my life together, and I feel your voice is the voice of inspiration, and I'm just so grateful for it, so thank you.
You're welcome, and I'll just include you personally in my blessing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. God loves you, and I love you. Yeshua loves you. We all love you, and you'll be fine. Okay? Just stay in your faithful
okay.
heart. Okay.
Okay.
Stormy, how can we bless you today?
Very shortly, very quickly, I brought Larry into the arms of God, Glenda, and God spoke to me as he does. His voice is always near. He says, Stormy, I'll take over now.
Okay. Great.
Whatever that means, I'll take
okay.
over now.
I got you. I
yeah,
got you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye and thank you. Well, everybody, I'm going to mute everyone but me, and I'm going to ask everyone to just relax. Be in your chair. Relax in your bed. Stand. No, don't stand. Because I want you just to completely surrender. But if you're outside, that's okay. Some of you are blessed by a blanket of snow today. And look upon that blanket of snow as a revelation of rebirth, cleansing, innocence, and purity, which our whole world needs right now. Take a deep breath. Let it fill your lungs with not just air, but love. Realize that every breath has been breathed by some other form of life, whether it be a tree, grass, flower, an animal, another person, many other people. And the Holy Spirit, most of all. Bring it in as a breath of love that unites you with every form of life. And exhale it slowly, releasing it and giving it back as love into life. Continue doing this. As I offer my prayer to Yeshua And then, blessing givers, you will join me. We will offer the blessing. And you will offer your prayer that the blessing may be directed exactly and correctly for you and for your life. Our beloved brother, Son of God, Yeshua, the Christ, we come to you now in surrender and humility for all we cannot understand, for all the things we cannot change. We accept and pray that they be taken into the will of God, and that the will of God may be done in the lives of everyone. We know there are times when we become expressive about our will. May we remember to align it with the will of God. And we thank you for reminding us to do so. We thank you for your love always and for being with us, for going through your passages of life, that you took unto yourself everything that we take, from birth to growing up, eating, sleeping, walking on dusty roads, addressing people in great need and giving them hope, then going through your own suffering, your own physical death and resurrection, that we may all see the power of the faithful heart and its ability to take us into the eternity of our life, that we may consciously know our eternity. This is one of the great thoughts you gave me long ago. And in my prayer to you now, I thank you and share with everyone that before we were born, we were simply eternal. We were simply one and didn't know it. Having lived and gone through life as a unique being and passing through all the trials of life and then transcending life, we become eternal, and we know it. What a gift that is. What a mountain worth climbing. What an incredible accomplishment. We thank you for showing us that that is the way, and it is a journey we will all take, and no one is exempt. Life is not a punishment. Even though at times it's very hard, at times it's very hard to understand, life is never a punishment. It's an offering of experience that we may gain wisdom and strength, understanding, and eternal life. And in my prayer today, I thank you for that. I thank you for being there with open arms to reach all of our loved ones who will be coming to you soon. I thank you for the angels waiting at the open gate. And I thank you for being with us on our journey as we go through life, that we can learn from every step of the way. And that hopefully, we have the courage, the compassion, and the wisdom to help one another. In your precious name, amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's time for you to go and receive. Just lie down. Wherever you are, be a blank slate and allow the blessings to be written, the revelations to be written, and the love to be inscribed in your heart. I look forward to being with you again next week, and all is well, because God is love, and the love in you. Bye-bye for now.